All right, call our meeting back to order. We're posted for administrative, and James said he had something for us.
We did been made aware of it. We've got numerous county employees out there with master keys to this courthouse. Not front door keys to this courthouse. These master keys open to my office, the treasurer's office, the auditor's office, and I'm talking about everyday hourly paid employees. And there are gobs of them out there. In my office, I've gathered up 6 master keys.
Should we just change the locks?
We need to do something, because even hiring and firing and people leaving.
Well, we had someone use master keys to go work out in the facility Sunday, even though we told, that's why the email went out yesterday about the wellness center not being open.
We just discovered it this morning.
Right.
And we've gathered our masters up and going to trade them for 1A's, which is to the front door. But they don't need to have access to the auditor, the treasurer, and...
Well, do we need to have Renee...
Your employees, you say, James, that had
it? Yeah.
But we've got past employees that may have them then, too.
Oh, if I bet you've got 50 or 60 of these master keys out there.
Yeah.
I didn't have a master key. I had a 1A key, which let me in
the front door.
I didn't even have one of those till just a year or two ago.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the information is my comment, and we need to think about...
Well, just instruct maintenance. He'll get at least a... I mean, we need to think about getting the locks changed.
If we change the locks, though, we need to have a thought of how do we keep this from happening another year.
Well, you have a key checkout list. I mean, that's a lot of businesses do. You have a list of what keys you're issuing, and they have to return that key. And
yeah.
HR, a lot of times, is the department that maintains that. Yes. So
that's one thing that we do is make mandatory if somebody leaves, they bring the keys back.
Right. So.
They're out there. I bet there's 50 or 60.
You're probably right, James. I hadn't thought about that, so.
Okay. Thank you for the update or info. I've got one administrative. Anybody else?
Does Jimmy have anything? He just wanted to be out in the cold air this morning.
Okay. We might need security. I mean, are you going to stay? Or?
Yeah, you
better come by. We never know about that.
Sit with Frank.
I did have one administrative, too, but Rick's here, so.
I think I've talked to all three of you guys about having a meeting with somebody that can instruct us on what we should not be doing as far as overtime stuff, since we want to cut down on overtime, if at all possible, this year.
Eliminate's the word I like to use.
Eliminate's great, but we know that that's probably not going to happen, although we can probably use comp time and maybe eliminate having to pay if at all possible.
Right.
And I just wanted to... You guys kind of to give me an idea or just say, hey, go for it. Because I've talked to Tim already. We can get the expert to come in. That's fine. Just a matter of Chuck and I talked, and I think Danny and I talked, is encouraging him to get here. I mean, we need all the elected officials, administrators, anybody that signs off on timesheets really needs to listen to it.
No, I'm all for that.
While you're here, all you're trying to do is... keep people from having overtime, or is this planning for managers to...
Well, give them creative suggestions.
Instructions on reduce what they should and should not be doing and stuff like that.
Reducing overtime. Just helping everyone.
Oh, okay. All right.
We're not telling them what to do. We're giving suggestions help them manage their budget when it's tighter than it used to be.
Some of the things that we will tell them is, the things they should do on timesheets. You know, when you sign off on a timesheet, you need to sign off on a timesheet that you know that the employee has worked that amount of hours and not more and not less.
Right.
And so make sure that we will be telling that, because I think that we have some
And then no elected official tell their employees
to write down
either
less,
to write down more or less. Right. If you tell them to write down less, we got an FLSA problem. If you tell them to write down more, we got a ripping the taxpayer off problem.
Yeah. So that's basically what I want.
I'm all for that. I think you should have it here, and we just go at it.
I'll try to set that up. I'll try to visit with several people that find that would really be a good time and see what would encourage them to be here.
Right.
Frank, you might want to have your... Supervisors sign off on timesheets, and you'd want to have them come in.
Okay. Come in, Gary.
We're using a version of something that Jimmy Russell's been doing for several years, to my understanding, and that is we have a skeleton crew here today. Our goal, as I told the supervisor last week, is to reach 40 hours per person across the board, and once they've done that, to take time off so that they don't acquire overtime, unless Mother Nature tells us differently.
While Jim's giving us his administrative, can you pull up our budget?
Yours is 101,
please.
Yes, I can.
My administrative is, yesterday in talking to Bob, I wanted to explore the options of the statute 5540.4, which is the ability for the commission to set every employee's rate. We have a statutory right that we can set everyone's rate, excluding excluding elected officials. You know, I know that we are striving for a hiring freeze and we're striving for no pay raises. I believe there's a statute in there that says that we can actually set everyone's hourly rate no matter who they work for. And I want to make sure that if we give Bob the direction to go ahead and explore that to make sure that we have that authority, because I believe it's in the statute for us to have that authority to actually, because once again, we're trying to maintain tight budget controls and that statute's in there for us to use. So would you guys have a problem with Bob giving us or doing a little research and coming back and giving us a little report on that statute?
How much time? Is this an hour project?
Maybe an hour or two. An hour or two.
It's really a case law. The statute's made, and if there's a case law that redefines it is what I'm more concerned with.
Jim discussed it with me yesterday, and 50.540.4 says that the budget officer shall then prepare the budget document in the form prescribed, et cetera, et cetera. The budget officer shall provide his recommendations, and the county commission shall provide in its appropriation order that an amount equal to not less than 3%. Okay.
Sentence four.
Well, just instead of going through that, Bob, I'm all right with Bob looking at it. You all right, Dan? I would like to say that I got a sense where this might be coming from.
Here it
might
is.
Be making a mountain out of a molehill, in my opinion, but I've heard it said, and Rick's heard it said numerous times, and Bob's been there, that you set the bottom line of a budget, that elected official can do whatever they want with that. Now, this would say the opposite, evidently.
This statute would say we can set wages.
What you've got to do is you've got to blend those two and harmonize the specific sentence says, the budget officer shall recommend and the county commission shall fix all salaries of employees other than those established by law, except that no salary for any position shall be fixed at a rate above that fixed by law for that position. So it would say that you can set their salaries. It doesn't necessarily say, just thinking, that they can't then add to that salary from their budget later on, and I got to look at the case law to see if they can. And if they do, it has long-term consequences for you with SURF and loggers, and there are other expenses other than just salary. So, I've got to look at it. Kuiper versus Stone County, the assessor over there got to do what he wanted with his budget once it was given to him. So I've just got to look at how these things interplay a little bit before I can give you an intelligent opinion. But it seems to say that you can set the salaries.
Okay. Everybody's in agreement. Can you pull up another one? Can you pull up where I'm interested in going, and you're already signed up, Jim, I understand, to Monday evening?
The
legislative... Uh-huh. How's our budget on another motel stay? I assume you're spending the night because it's Monday afternoon late and Tuesday morning. Mm-hmm. FYI, I was visiting with Ziegenfuss and maybe Mayor Presley. Mm-hmm. I was quite embarrassed. He said something about going, and I'd missed it. I didn't even know we had that.
There were some emails sent out last fall.
I missed it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I was thinking I'd go if it looks good budget-wise.
I'm assuming you take that out of dues and conferences. I don't know, but that's...
What do we got there?
You guys, there's $4,000 in dues and conferences. I don't have the records to show me what you got coming out of there as of right now. I know Jim's spent some out of there because they got that done. I think that they had one other thing they took out of there, out of a purchase requisition, but that's coming from memory and it may or may not be.
I'll have to look. There's some money for another hotel stay, I'm sure.
Y'all are all right with that? Okay. I'm going to sign up for that then if I can.
Okay.
What was it? So did I know what
it's the legislative. We're it's I wouldn't say lobbyists, but the legislative as a group, as a community, we're with the Branson CVB and the Branson Chamber and the City of Branson and Taney County. We're all going down there to Jeff City to host the Republican caucus on Monday night, and then Tuesday morning is the Democrat caucus to talk about legislative concerns. And this is our one time to meet with.
We did this, if I'm not.
We do it yearly.
But we actually, I think the Branson Chamber sponsored one of these the first year I was here. Mm-hmm. Where we went up and they had all the lights and things and they paraded the.
I think that was Republican. The salute that Bob's.
That's the 27th. They're going
to
have that
thing.
On the 27th.
And this is different.
They're at the
Jeff City.
The salute is just one time where we can drive up and come back if we don't mind coming back real late. Yeah. This is a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, the other one, and don't need to talk about it, but just a reminder, he hadn't talked to me for quite some time. Michael Eidecker would like to talk to us about performance, what we call that.
Performance audit, performance contract.
Contracting. So just a reminder there that we think about that. With that, I'll make a motion to go into executive.
Yeah, there's nothing else left, is there? Gary, do you have anything
administrative?
Okay.
No.
All right.
I do have a request to the auditor.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 2 days, I have probably received 12 to 20 that's quite a range, but 12 to 20 phone calls from county employees who absolutely have no idea what they make or what the other personnel in their particular offices make. Now, that sounds silly, but that sounded silly to me when they made these statements, and I would like for a list be made up with benefits. We did this once back, I think, in 2005.
Danny, we can do the benefits if you want. If they just want that, we have the budget on the web.
Uh-huh.
They can go on there and see what the salaries are, and they could add in a third for benefits and be real close. But you want people to see their benefits, we can do that too.
He wants them to see a dollar amount so they know exactly how much the county is giving to them in both salary and benefits, because they only know their salary and they don't really understand how much money is being spent by the county on their benefits.
All they understand is the bottom line, the bottom figure that they take home. They don't have any idea of what I was amazed, absolutely amazed.
If I might make a suggestion. I don't know, you still plan on doing the health fair?
A wellness kickoff kind of thing? Yes, sir.
Maybe we could combine that with that and give them, I mean, because to give each one individually, I mean, their paycheck has that in it, right. But they obviously don't know how to figure it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you need to have somebody there to talk to them, or you're not going to get through to them anyway, probably.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking it needs to be kind of a sit-down, face-to-face deal.
Well, you know, the example used, and I just want to use this for an example. I know we're going across the air, and I hate to say this, but I had county employees that said, you know, you may be thinking about laying off people that don't make but $10,000 a year. And I said, there's no county employees that's making $10,000. Oh, yes, there is. I can show you and me. And I started naming off. Now, this is not one individual. This is more than one. And then I said, they said, and you make 47, which they had seen what was in the past. And I said, yeah, but my bottom line is not that. I mean, but I said, that's what you're saying. And the benefits on top of it. So those, I would just like for them to understand what they're doing. I mean,
I'd like for them to too, but I don't know how you do that without face to face. I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, it is a problem, because you get people out there, and the first thing you know, it circulates around that you're paying people $10,000 a year that are full time for the county, and that's not, there's not any truth in that.
before you go into executive, because this is something I think you might use in there, and I may be wrong, but I'm just guessing. I suspect that early retirement might be something you'd talk about. We did talk about 80 and out. 80 and out would be a cost of about $109,000 per year for the county, and I looked through there. I've got a little spreadsheet. I wish I'd have sent it to you guys, but I didn't. There's probably maybe 8 or 9 people that would even be able to take advantage of that. There are several people that are at a retirement level right now, and throughout the county. I did the whole county, and I've got that. If you want to keep this machine, Frank, and look at it, you can, or I can email it to Jim, and you guys can look at it. But if we're looking at cutting costs, that sometimes you may be able to cut costs by encouraging people to take that retirement when it's available to them,
right,
and then replace them with a lower wage if we can find somebody to do that. And so I really wanted you to be aware of that. I have I've had at least 2 or 3 people come to me and say, I would really be interested in retiring, but I can't because of the medical.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might want to look into, say, we will cover your medical until you're 62. Now, they would have to pick up their dependents, and I'm sure that there would be a possibility that St. John's is going to come back and say, hey, we need...
Like a COBRA plan, yeah, you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they can COBRA automatically for 18 months, so if anybody's... that may be an education thing that some of them need to know, because I think I looked at one of those guys that said he would like to retire. But in the COBRA thing, they're responsible for paying it. And, you know, as an incentive, you might want to say, well, the county will pay for that.
Right.
So,
we still are open to administrative after we get through it, the executive. If we'd like to talk with Rick, because I'm getting questions as you're talking right now, but we need to cover another base or two first, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
No, yeah, that's fine. I just wanted, because I thought that you might, Frank had mentioned this to me the other day, and I thought, well, you might want to have that information available online.
After we get through executive, we're going to talk budget, I think, maybe. And so,
if you guys don't mind, just run somebody over there and get me, and I'll come back
in.
Okay?
Great.
Thank you.
Rick, the city of Branson has a very good format for a benefits sheet that they send out to all their employees on an annual basis, and that's available on the website. And it really does tell them what all the different benefits are worth, and then sort of their base salary, and then what the compilation of their benefits is worth. And it's pretty impressive what the bottom line is.
Right. And I can say, if they do what they do, they can figure that on there. We could send something out like that with a paycheck next time if you want to. I don't think it'd be a problem.
Okay.
I think we can find them out today.
Very good. All right.
Seconded Chuck's motion to go to executive.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Give Jim just a second here to get us turned off.